a peace that was meant to be. With God as our Father, brothers all are we. Let me walk with my brother in perfect harmony.
A blessed Tuesday to all. My name is Father Brighton Ward, the parish priest for St. John's and North Lutheran Harbour Island. And we thank you once again for tuning in to our daily devotions brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. Let us pray. Almighty God, whom truly to know is everlasting life, grant us so perfectly to know your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the way, the truth, and the life, that we may steadfastly follow his steps in the way that leads to eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Words taken from Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, the 5th chapter. Reading verses 1 through 11. Now concerning the times and the seasons, brothers and sisters, you do not need to have anything written to you. For you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say there is peace and security, then sudden destruction will come upon them, as labor pains come upon a pregnant woman, and there will be no escape. But you, beloved, are not in darkness, for that day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. So then, let us not fall asleep as others do, but let us keep awake and be sober. For those who sleep at night and those who are drunk get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober and put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has destined us not for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other, as indeed you are doing. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Having reflected on the letter written in 1 John, I now draw our attention to the words found in Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians. And if you've read or listened keenly, you would have heard this theme of light and darkness come up once more. For he says in verse 5, "For you are all children of light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness." Continuing then with our understanding as children of the light, I believe two things are important for us to consider today. The first is, it is not for us to know the time. Stop worrying. Those two words sum up some of the most important nuggets of faith. Stop worrying. As the world continues to advance in science and technology, so does our desire to pinpoint the Lord's return or the end of the world. And the Lord has revealed to us in several passages that it is not for us to know the time. As Jesus says in St. Matthew's account of the gospel, about that day and hour, absolutely no one knows. Neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but it is only the Father. So while we may not know the date or time, we are to be reminded that the return is imminent. And secondly, do not become complacent. Far too many of us are becoming complacent, either because of family issues, marital struggles, school, lack of personal development or growth, or even a lack of effort in our spiritual growth. All those are legitimate concerns and potential hurdles in our journey in faith. But Paul urges the Thessalonians not to become complacent, not to fall asleep, not a physical sleep, but allowing ourselves to no longer care for the people of God or the things of God and God's creation. This happens, brothers and sisters, when we as a people allow ourselves to only be concerned about ourselves and our own well-being. And if you want a more practical example, although it is not limited to what I am about to ask, but I'll ask you, brothers and sisters, to consider the ongoing war between Israel and Hamas. And how many of our prayers have stopped or has ceased to consider those in harm's way? And if our answer is no, we do not consider and pray for them anymore, then like so many around the world, we have fallen asleep and it is now time to wake up. My prayer for us this day as children of the light is this, that we do not worry ourselves about the timing of God's return, but amplify our efforts to the spreading of the gospel message. And also that by God's grace, when we wake up and hear the cries of those around us near and far, whose only hope is for the peace of God to reside with them during the turbulent hours of their lives, that the Christian church will always be a church and a people that live lives of prayer. Let us pray. Eternal God, in whose perfect kingdom no sword is drawn but the sword of righteousness, no strength known but the strength of love, so mightily spread abroad your spirit that all peoples may be gathered under the banner of the Prince of Peace, as children of one Father, to whom be dominion and glory now and forever. Amen. May these words be a source of encouragement for someone near and far. Amen.
Let peace begin with me. Let this be the moment now. Take, let this be my song.